Well, I guess better get this show on the road, to coin a phrase. Let's see now. We're supposed to be talking about songmakers of Maine and people who have in the past made up songs. That's sort of my part. And then people who are now making up songs. Well, all right, let's start with the first. What do you mean by songmakers? Well, just somebody who made up a song in Maine, somebody who lived here or worked here or whatever, who made up a song about something that happened here. That sort of thing is what we're really thinking about. And I've become sort of a Bush League expert on this sort of thing. I've written a couple of books about Larry Gorman, the man who made the songs, for instance, or Joe Scott, who was a woodsman songmaker and made up ballads about such things as a man who shot his wife in Berlin, New Hampshire, or a man who was killed on the drive on the Androscoggin River, or a fellow who despondently hanged himself in his hotel room at Rumford Falls back in 1897. At any rate, I've written a good deal about this, but as I said earlier, I tend to panic into lectures, and then that leads to footnotes, and God knows where you're going to wind up with that. So let's just not try and be comprehensive, but let's say that this has been something that has gone on. Fanny Hardy Eckstorm wrote a book called Minstrelsy of Maine, which covered this subject and talked about every man his own song maker. And there's nothing unusual about somebody making up a song. There was nothing unusual about other people singing the song that he might have made up.